So let's take a look at some examples of functional impairments in the life area of daily activities. So remember that daily activities is like an umbrella. So for an adult, we have employment, and for child or adolescent, we have school. So here it states that the consumer reports experiencing depressed mood, poor concentration, and decreased energy, which have contributed to him not completing required tasks at work, resulting in him being placed on probation by employer. So now the consumer is at risk of losing employment. Then you have school for child or adolescent. So here we have a consumer who presents with anxious mood, worrying thoughts, which contribute to her not attending school as scheduled. Consumer's inconsistent school attendance has contributed to poor grades and has placed consumer at risk of being retained in her current grade. So although the client has not officially been retained, she is still at risk, and therefore that would be a functional impairment due to the symptoms and behaviors that are noted here. In the first example here, client's depressed mood, poor concentration, decreased energy, inability to complete tasks has placed client on probation, and now he is at risk of losing his job. Again, the impairment is not the depressed mood, poor concentration, decreased energy, or inability to complete tasks. These behaviors and symptoms are what's causing the impairment in daily activity, employment more specifically.